and then begins to talk about the new buildings. Query, why do all schools have to run up new buildings about once in every 6 months? Take Robin out. He eats several meals and a good many sweets. He produces a friend, and we take both to Corfe Castle. The boys climb, Robert smokes in silence, and I sit about on stones. Overhear a woman remark, as she gazes up at half a tower that has withstood several centuries, that this looks fragile, which strikes me as a singular choice of adjective. Same woman, climbing over a block of solid masonry, points out that this has evidently fallen off somewhere. Take the boys back to the hotel for dinner. Robin says, whilst the friend is out of hearing, "It's been nice for us, taking out Williams, hasn't it?" Hastily express appreciation of this privilege. Robert takes the boys back after dinner, and I sit in hotel lounge with several other mothers, and we all talk about our boys in tones of disparagement, and about one another's boys with great enthusiasm. I'm asked what I think of Harriet Hume, but am unable to say, as I have not read it. Have a depressed feeling that this is going to be another case of Orlando, about which was perfectly able to talk most intelligently until I read it, and found myself unfortunately unable to understand any of it. Robert comes up very late and says he must have dropped asleep over the Times. Query, why come to Bournemouth to do this? Postcard by the last post from Lady B to ask if I have remembered that there is a committee meeting of the Women's Institute on the 14th. Should not dream of answering this. November the 12th. Home yesterday, and am struck, as so often before, by immense accumulation of domestic disasters that always await one after any absence. Trouble with kitchen range has resulted in no hot water. Also, cook says the mutton has gone, and will I speak to the butcher, there being no excuse weather like this? Vicky's cold, unlike the mutton, hasn't gone. Mademoiselle says, "Ah, cette petite, elle ne sera peut-être pas longtemps pour ce bas monde, madame." Hope that this is only her Latin way of dramatising the situation. Robert reads the Times after dinner and goes to sleep. November the 13th. Interesting, but disconcerting train of thought, started by prolonged discussion with Vicky as to the existence, or otherwise, of a locality which she refers to throughout as H-E-L. Am determined to be a modern parent, and assure her that there is not, never has been, and never could be such a place. Vicky maintains that there is, and refers me to the Bible. I become more modern than ever and tell her that theories of eternal punishment were invented to frighten people. Vicky replies indignantly that they don't frighten her in the least. She likes to think about H-E-L. Feel that deadlock has been reached and can only leave her to her singular method of enjoying herself. Query, are modern children going to revolt against being modern? And if so, what form will reaction of modern parents take? Much worried by letter from the bank to say that my account is overdrawn to the extent of £8, 4 shillings and 4 pence. Cannot understand this, as was convinced that I still had credit balance of £2, 7 shillings and 6 pence. Annoyed to find that my accounts, contents of cashbox and counterfoils in chequebook do not tally. Memorandum. Find envelope on which I jotted down Bournemouth expenses. Also, little piece of paper, probably last leaf of grocer's book, with note about cash payment to sweep. This may clear things up. Take a look at bulb bowls on returning suitcase to attic, and I'm inclined to think it looks as though the cat had been up here. If so, this will be the last straw. Shall tell Lady Box that I sent all my bulbs to a sick friend in a nursing home. November the 14th. Arrival of Book of the Month choice, and am disappointed. History of a place I am not interested in by an author I do not like. Put it back into its wrapper again and make fresh choice from recommended list. Find, on reading small literary bulletin enclosed with book, that exactly this course of procedure has been anticipated, and that it is described as being the mistake of a lifetime. Am much annoyed, although not so much at having made, possibly, mistake of a lifetime, as at depressing thought of our all being so much alike.